Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day.
Wednesday, December 11th, His Presence Sealed Away by Kyle Marcus. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." When you think of amazing events in history, what are some of the first things that come to mind? Perhaps it's the fall of the Roman Empire. Maybe the Protestant Reformation in 1517. Or possibly the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Could be the end of World War II. Or what about the Apollo 11 moon landing in 1969? And we certainly can't forget about the Texas Rangers winning the World Series on November 1st, 2023. It is possible, though, that the most amazing event in all of history is what is recorded here in John's Gospel in chapter 1, verse 14, which again says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." See, the eternal, omnipotent, omnipresent, infinitely holy God took on human nature and lived among humanity as one who was both God and man at the same time in one person. See, in the Old Testament, God chose to dwell among His people. However, His presence was sealed away, deep within the tabernacle, between the cherubim and above the mercy seat, in the Holy of Holies, behind the veil and beyond the holy place. But when Jesus came, God's own presence was among His people. No longer was His presence sealed away. See, in Jesus, we see God's heart, His love, and His purpose for humanity. We no longer need to wonder about God's character because He has made Himself known to us. Now, another significant event in history is the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. For nearly 30 years, the Berlin Wall separated families, friends, and an entire nation, serving as a symbol of division. Its fall in 1989 allowed people to freely cross from east to west, signifying freedom and unity. Similarly, when Jesus came, He tore down the wall between humanity and God. See, before His coming, God's presence was behind a veil. But through Christ, access to God is now open and free to all, just as the people of Berlin could cross freely once the wall came down. And this act of tearing down the spiritual barrier ushered in a new era of relationship, where all people, regardless of background, can experience God's love. Just as the Berlin Wall's fall united a divided nation, Jesus' coming united humanity with the Creator, bringing reconciliation and restoration where separation once reigned. His incarnation marked the beginning of a personal, transformative connection with God for everyone. Now, God's presence is no longer sealed away in a temple or accessed only by priests. So my question for you is, how should that change the way we approach Him in our daily lives? In what ways do we still sometimes act as if God's presence is behind a veil, even though Jesus has removed that barrier? Do we live with the awareness that He is near and present in every moment? Or do we still view him as distant or difficult to reach? What does it mean for our personal relationship with God that he chose to make himself accessible through Jesus? And lastly, how does that change our understanding of prayer, worship, or even Bible study? Well, friends, these are a lot of things to think through today, but I ask you to do so as you focus on the one who became flesh and dwelt among us.
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.